The Coach Curl podcast is brought to you by Think and Grow Business, the home of the Think and Grow Business Mastermind. If you're serious about growing your business, get serious and join a mastermind group today. Find out more at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au.
Hey there, it's Coach Curl here and welcome to this week's episode of the Coach Curl podcast. Today we're talking about how to deal with your inner critic. Hey there, it's Coach Curl here, and welcome to this week's episode of the Coach Curl podcast. I'm coming to you from the car park at Toowong Village Shopping Centre. And the reason I just wanted to get some thoughts down, because I just spent a morning working with some clients of mine, and both times we've had conversations around our inner critic. You know, that inner critic that sits inside our head that tells us what we shouldn't be doing, or what we can't do, or what we're not good at. You know, you can't do that. Why would anyone want to read the stuff that you write, Tony? Why would people, and you know, one of the my clients was a photographer. Why would anyone want to see what you're taking pictures of? So these inner critics that we have, that inner voice that's telling us that we're no good, that we're just not good enough. And for many people, the inner critic stops us from fulfilling our potential. It stops us from having a go. It stops us from having a crack. It just stops us. So we've got to find a way to deal with the inner critic. We've got to find a way that we can silence the inner critic. And the challenge is that the inner critic is often the first voice that we hear. It's that voice we hear when we look at the mirror and say, these jeans make me look fat. What's my hair doing that for? That's our inner critic. It's telling us that we're not pretty enough, that we're ugly. Why would anyone love me? And often the inner critic is the first voice we hear. So we have to find ways to deal with it. It's at a, and really it's a natural thing. The natural thing is that our brain is stopping us. It's looking after us. It's stopping us from doing things that we're not quite sure about, maybe. It's very good. Our brain is very good at maintaining the status quo. It knows what you're good at and will let you eat yourself to death, as my good friend Steve Maraboli tells us. Our brain will let us drink ourselves to death because it knows that that's what we're good at. And the inner critic is one of the tools of the brain that keeps us where we are, because our brain's pretty happy with where we are, even though its definition of success and our definition of success may be two completely different things. So really we need to form and have a strategy on how we deal with the inner critic. And it was interesting when talking to the two clients, both of them have different strategies. One client hardly acknowledges the inner critic because he's so focused on where he needs to go and what he needs to do. So that's interesting in itself. He just doesn't acknowledge the inner critic. Isn't that interesting? And when quizzed, it was almost like he couldn't come up with a reason for the inner critic. Another interesting scenario. Whereas the other person, the creative person, the photographer, was very much aware of the inner critic. And the inner critic would come back to him after he's done a photo shoot. And the inner critic would pick the faults. And I guess being in the photography business, that's not actually such a bad thing, as long as it's not stopping you from fixing the faults and providing some quality shots to the public. And at this stage, the photographer, the inner critic, wasn't stopping him from actually completing his work. Although at times, it almost did. An interesting thing happened when I released Seriously Simple Stuff to Get You Unstuck, because a lot of the process about putting together your first book is about going through a logical process of doing it, of getting a book written, getting it formatted, organizing things like the ISBN or the barcodes that go on the book, organizing your covers. So it becomes a very logical procession of projects and tasks that you do. And I remember when I was writing and doing that first book, it was very logical. And it was just, I just went from one task to another and ultimately got the book self-published. But it was really interesting because a week before the launch date, I went and did a quick check and I could see my book available in all these online retailers. It was everywhere. So all of a sudden, the project had gone from a logical project to, holy dooly, everyone can read my book. What happens if people don't like it? What happens if they tell me I'm not good enough? So all of a sudden, the inner critic popped out. And I had to put the inner critic to bed, because that's the reason why you write a book. Because you think about all the people that you can help and all the people that you add value. Now, one of the best ways that I know to deal with your inner critic, so this is a strategy, and I know some very, very successful people that use this strategy, and it's one that I use myself. Name your inner critic. Name it. Acknowledge it. Name it. So one of the mentors that I have within the John Maxwell team has named his simply the gremlin. It's the gremlin. And what he has actually done is created, he's created a physical presence for the gremlin. The gremlin is actually in his office. And the gremlin is a little doll that sits on one of the bookcases and it faces the wall. Very important, it faces the wall. And whenever he hears the gremlin in his head telling him that he can't do something, or that why would anyone want to watch you on video, or why would anyone listen to you, he makes sure he turns around and he makes sure that that gremlin is facing the wall. And then he puts him back. That's because he knows the gremlin is then in his place. And then he continues on the path that he knows he needs to go. It's a very physical way to deal with a very internalized process. When the inner critic talks, he makes sure the gremlin's facing the wall and has no say in what he's about to do. So it's a very interesting process. So acknowledge the inner critic and have a process or a trigger or a gauge that you have that's a conscious thought process on how you deal with the inner critic. Don't allow that inner critic to stop you doing what it is that you want to do. Don't allow that inner critic to stop you in your purpose. Don't allow that inner critic to stop you sharing your gifts with the world. Because that, my friends, is an absolute travesty. If that is indeed what your inner critic is stopping you from doing. Hey, it's Coach Cole here. Thank you very much. I hope you took some great value out of today's podcast. A big thank you once again to my team at Think and Grow Business. Without them, this podcast just simply wouldn't exist. Think and Grow Business, where we're improving the performance of people in business. If there's any way, shape or form that they can that we can help you in your business or in your career endeavors, contact them at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au or phone them 1-300-824-287. They're waiting your call. Don't forget, seriously simple stuff to get you unstuck. I told you about the labor of love that was, the logical procession of getting your first book out. It's available at Amazon and wherever good books are sold online. 20% of that book supports my friends at Carter's Cause. Carter's Cause at carterscause.org.au. Remember, they're supporting, raising funds, raising awareness for kids born with congenital heart disease and supporting the parents in that journey. Until next week, I hope you've taken some great value. Please share this podcast with someone that you know needs it. And don't forget the golden rule. Just don't be an arsehole. I'll see you later.